Ladies and jelly spoons, Tim Dow for Living Venice in Tenerife. I am live, but the quality has been automatically lowered for some reason. Good evening, everybody. I know I'm late. And I'm late because I tested the microphones and now they're not working, so I've got to use this one. There you go. I got my Tim and Tonic. I'll tell you what I didn't do. I didn't just... And checking out the thing. I've got to turn this off, otherwise I'll go loop-loop off. There you go. So, anyway, I don't need this anymore. We're all good. So, should we get the party started? Hey, little jelly spoons. Don't want to move. There we go, ladies and jelly spoons. Got a place to myself now. A place in the sun. So, what's happening? If you saw Webby's sports roundup coffee morning this morning, you'll know that we got loads of things to do. And you are watching, I think. Are we on here? That's it. There you go. We're watching Freaky Friday. So welcome to Freaky Friday, ladies and gentlemen. It's a very dry Friday. I haven't had a drink since Monday night. And I'm on the Tim and Tonic for a little bit of lime. I've got my second camera in here. So we can look at the second camera as well. And both the cameras are pointing at me at the moment because I don't have a guess. And we're giving you two up and you got double Tim. Let's see what you guys are saying. Well, let me show you what I'm looking at. There you go. This is the bar. You got loads of still. There we go. So let's see who's on. Start right at the beginning, shall we? It's Craig was on. Time I put a link, you can't click on my end. Every time I put a link, you can't click it on my end. Weird. Good evening, Tim. And Webby, you have a tonic with Tim in it? That's it. Tim and Marie's on. Done a live and buggered up home. No. Good evening. Amory Elton's on. Craig's on. Have to go top chat, live chat again. There you go. Sisha, I thought I'd spoke your name wrong. Lorraine Sturton's on. See you in February now, Lorraine. What are you talking about that today? Hi, Tim. Would you say the summer winter is noticeably cooler in the likes of Valle di San Lorenzo as you get higher up from the coast? Funnily enough, I've actually got to talking to this now, haven't I? Here's me stupid. Let me just turn to this one. There you go. Set this out. Is that better? Is that better, ladies and gentlemen? Okay, let's get back to what we are. So now you can hear me. Amazing. Mrs. Tigbits. I love that. Got your message, by the way. What do you say? The summer winter is not cooler than the lines of Valle di San Lorenzo and yet higher up from the coast. Actually, the summers are warmer higher up until you get to a really high altitude. And the summers are warmer. It's cooler on the coast because we've got the nice breeze here. Alisios, they call them. Alisios are trade winds. The old trade winds. So I prefer the coast because it's not as hot. Okay. Jeff Danny's on. Good evening. Nicky Dunn's on. Nicky Dunn, Nicky Dunn, Nicky Dunn, Nicky Dunn, Nicky Dunn. Chris Godfrey's on, Ian Owen's on. Be on Tuesday, yeah, I got that message as well. He's having a snooze, paying the coffee this morning on the beginning. I'll tell you what it was. I was messing around with me microphones because I tested them at home, and I'm plugging them in here, and it's all robotic. The old robots are on it. But I think it's to do with the voice isolation software. So we'll see that. Alex is on. Good evening from the north of Scotland. Magnus is on. Hi, Tim and Wery. Love to join tonight. Off to see Tom Jones in Benidorm while on holiday. Billy's camera. I don't think it's Tom Jones, you know. I think it's the Tom Jones experience. Because he's coming here, but it's not him. You're right. Reminders, hit the button. I'm way behind on these. What I'm going to do, I'm going to go right to the bottom. Hi, David. YouTube, Edinburgh Honest Guide. Tony's on. David Butler, Una Mines. Edinburgh Honest Guide. Walkie Talkie Foodies. Una. Katie131. David Leonard. Dave Mulready. Mick Patton. Candy's on. Emma. Una, Trisha, Jeff. Care Studios on. Ian Albert, that one. Adrian Morley gives up Tim Sausage and all that stuff. It's getting old now, Adrian. You got to think of something else. Charlie's on. Jay McDonald in Tenerife is on tonight at 9 p.m, guys. I don't know who Jay McDonald is. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Care Studio looks and signs fine. Yeah, okay. Okay. We're sorted. We are sorted. Ladles and jelly spoons. What I've decided to do is I made two curries yesterday. I made potato curry with broccoli, and I made the chicken curry. And the chicken curry went in tonight because it's only like four little strips of chicken, and the rest is vegetables. And I've decided to get some rice at the Indian here. They do a special rice with peas and stuff. So I'll get one of those, go back, warm the chicken curry up, and jobs are good. And I've got one naan bread as well, naan bread. So what's happening? You guys, Andrew Horseman. Hey, Andrew. Good to see you again. Hi, everyone. Reporting in just to say I'm alive and well. Thanks for the messages. I was going to message you, but then I thought if you're dead, you know, it's just a waste of a text, isn't it, really? Webby told me you were all right this morning, so there you go. Thanks, Tim. You're welcome. So what's been happening today? Not a lot, really. I've been tidying up at home, getting Christina ready for this evening. She's washed and fed and watered. Doing a great job, she is. And she's decided that she's going to relax over the weekend. And we went out and bought some bedding. So like a light continental quilt, very light one. And we also got some covers and that. And I went to buy some toppers for the beds. And they said, oh, you got to come back. So I went back about 6 o'clock. And I said, right, I'll buy these toppers. Oh, we don't have them here. I said, well, you can order them. And they said, yeah, 25% off. I said, great stuff. Now. And then they said, what size you want? I says, 90 by 2 meters. Oh, we don't have them. I said, well, you can order them. He said, no, they're finished now. As I see, you're selling me discontinued stuff, and he said, well, I'll get you 190, that'll be all right, he says. I said, no, well, it's got to be 90 by 2. Anyway, so I didn't buy them in the end. They were €250, €280 each, and with 25% off, just about €200, so I thought I'd have them, but no. And we're not doing it. So we've still got the old toppers, which is all right. I mean, we've had them sort of 7 years, so they're getting a bit tired now. So we shall see what we shall see. All right. Don't have me out on. Clouds in the sky. And it's going to get nippy out here, actually, I think. John's over here with his jacket on, his cardigan. Getting nippy here. And I'm here on my Tim and Tonics. It does make a difference, by the way, if you don't drink, because I'm not as funny. I say, I don't need alcohol to be funny, so you're not funny without alcohol either. So, naan is about 260 calories per piece, it is, yeah?
I think the one I've got is 220. It's a frozen nan I got from an Indian shop. So it's 220, I'll have half of that, so it's 110. And then the chicken curry, I think I put it in at about 200, 250 calories, depending on how much you eat, with broccoli and stuff. Mick Paxton, thank you so much, my friend. Thank you so much. Yoo-hoo. Super chats, thank you so much. Here we go. Let's go back to the normal posts. All the way down. Nikki Dunzo. Alan Fraser. Everybody talking amongst themselves. Can't you? Let's do a second camera. So this is the, what do they call it? The adjacent cam. There you go, the adjacent cam. So what's happening, basically, is... I don't know what I was talking about. I don't know what I was saying before. It is so loud here, I can't even hear myself talking. Listen to this. Now that is what it sounds, that's what it sounds like here. So we're getting it going. So could you actually hear me if I was like this? Hey Jill. Cheers.
Hi
on.
Guys, back again to torment you. Happy New Year to everybody, actually.
Yeah, Happy New Year from all the people at the Monte Cristo.
Yeah.
Apart from your miserable husband, he never says Happy New Year to me.
Who says?
Your miserable husband.
Oh, he's busy work.
He's busy work. It was Tina's still.
Tina's off sick.
Off sick, oh. So he's got to work now.
Yeah.
Oh, there you
go. Work for a living.
Taskmaster you are, taskmaster.
See you later.
See you. That was Jill, ladies and gentlemen. Walsham actually owns the place. So I'm going to go back to voice isolation now. I already did. Okay. There you go. Ooh. Candy Cosplays, you're subscribed? Cool dude. You're getting subscribers from me there, me old China. So I'm going to see if there's any question marks. Don't forget, if you want to ask a question, just type QQ. Otherwise, you're just talking amongst yourselves. We've only got one at the moment. I've already addressed that one. And if you want to have a statement that you want me to read out, it's QS, quick statement. Nobody's done that before. I was going to open the room if you wanted to come in and join us, but unfortunately, desinfortunadamente. Okay. Oh, Kirsty's teeth. Oh, dear. So loud with the background noise. It is. I mean, I can't hear myself thinking.
Hi, Tim.
Hi, how's it going? You want to come on it?
No, I can do. You're still doing a lot. How many people on?
We got 133 people watching.
You're kidding me.
No. We got a mate here now.
Hiya.
Let me just do this. Let me get rid of that.
Get
rid of that, and then I can go like that. If I duck,
no,
it'll find you. It's found you now. So there we go. We've got two people right now.
Right. I've got to say, I don't normally go on the camera for security reasons. Social security. In case they find out I'm in Tenerife, my benefits would stop.
That's not true.
Yeah. Yes.
So tell everybody who you are, where you're from.
I'm Steve. I'm from London, but I live in Wales and Tenerife. I come backwards and forwards between the two. I've been here for 4 weeks now.
Been here for 4 weeks now?
Yeah.
Have you still got to do the 90 days? You got a British passport?
Yes, still 90 days. And that's it. But I've been here exactly 40 years.
Really?
Yeah, 40 years in Tenerife.
Congratulations.
40 years in Cali El Salvaje and 10 years in Christiania's I've lived here.
But you didn't have any pubs like Webby?
No.
No pubs. 40 years, no pubs.
And 40 years ago, I found out how to make a small fortune in Tenerife. Start off with a large one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Start off with a large one.
Exactly.
Your missus was on last week.
I saw it, yeah, with her sister Helen.
Exactly. Remember the two dolly birds?
The Welsh ones, yeah.
It's misses, you know. All the Welsh girls are good looking, you know. I married a Welsh girl the first time.
I heard that last week as well, yes.
From Pwllheli, you know.
Yes.
Rosina, hello Rosina, if you're watching.
Well, they say that beauty is only skin deep.
That's true.
But ugliness is right through to the bone.
Ugliness is right through the bone. That's your camera. If you want to say anything to anybody?
We're going to say hello to Kathy and everyone else. And if anyone can get out here, this is the best place to be.
It is.
Monte Cristo Bar.
You know, a lot of people have said when they come here to visit, they look at it and it's tiny. On film, it looks massive, you know, with loads of people.
Yeah.
But it's tiny.
Right, Captain Webby, you're next.
Am I on, yeah?
Hey, Steve, you're active on Facebook as well, aren't you?
Yeah.
So go on the Chaos Avaki Facebook group, and he does lots of photos and stuff. Very good.
The sunset and things.
Doing all
like
the sunsets,
that.
Very good, very
and
good.
And after Mr. Webby,
he's the man now. Thank
he's
you
the man
very
now.
Much.
See you.
See you, Stevie boy.
Get the driving seat.
There we go.
Where's our Kath? Our Kath over there, yeah.
Where's our Kath?
God. Oh, here we go. How are you, son?
I'm all right. Let's get Webby there, Webby's.
Nice few compliments this morning.
Yeah.
I did look on him and I saw the red top and red. And he did look, I showed Dorsey, what's the matter with that? And he looked quite smart, I must admit. So tonight I've gone blue. Get out of it, yeah.
I can't do it.
What's the matter with you?
I'm not doing it. I've got to move it like that. I've got to do it like that. And then
I thought you knew what you're doing with all this computer new equipment in one of here.
Yeah, well, all it does is it recognizes human faces. So you
bring it off all this. Look at this thing.
An alien. It's great, isn't
so
it?
I've gone blue and blue tonight. I've gone red and red this morning. Coventry sky blue tonight. And nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. You know what I'm saying, don't you?
I know what you're saying.
we're on the same punch.
I'm so far away now, I can't even read the.
There was somebody this morning. Did you see? They said, me and you are like the old Anton Deck. Did you read that?
I read it, but I don't know what an Anton Deck is.
Oh, are you buried? Yes. Anton Deck from Anton Newcastle. Deck. Big Newcastle fans. And they're the most... They're the most popular... most popular... Did you get... When you go back up again in 2 seconds...
I don't want another drink.
Then
if it's alcohol, I'll shove it down. But if it's just tonic...
They're the compares of getting me out of here.
No, I'll tell you where I've seen them. I watch YouTube, and they're the guys on the talent show.
Yeah, but yeah, the they are good. Okay. But somebody said,
I do
so me and you're the old,
with the old Anson Deck.
With the dads. We're better. we're better in Anson, believe me.
We've got
more jokes and better jokes.
You can hear a bloody thing, can you? It's a bit loud here, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's Friday. It's the first Friday of 2024. Is it
first Friday of 2024?
Second bottle or third bottle of wine I've had in 2 days. Sorry, but you haven't had none, have you?
No.
Because you're losing weight.
Yeah. I actually weighed myself today.
How much you put on?
Oh, I've lost weight. It's not a lot. I'm not sure.
Okay, is that it?
That's it.
How many's on? Let's increase them.
121 now.
Boom.
There was 135 until you were on.
Oh, shit.
All right, let's see who's saying what.
Come on, let's have a
look. Orcus Whaling's on.
Let's get going. A big birthday to say as well. Just
are you the Three Horseshoes, Tim? No, we're next door but one. Three Horseshoes, then there's the Smokers Club, and now we're at the Monte Cristo. Let me turn you around.
Well, Orcus, there's two bars, isn't there?
This is Katie asking. So,
three
Horseshoes over here.
What's that? Yeah.
And here's the thingy, and we're at the Monte Cristo here.
World famous Monte Cristo. Just copied off me, Miss Foggy says it, isn't he?
Uh huh.
Look at any. But, Three Horseshoes is my football. That's my football club. Jason and Julie.
Jason and Julie, yeah. So we're not at the Three Horseshoes.
We've got a big birthday. Massive birthday to
take care, Michael. Reminder, thumbs up. That's alive, really appreciate it. All things
Henry. Can you close down, please?
Louis Walsh is back.
Oh, Louis Walsh, having a laugh, isn't he? Hey, Westlow, he was a man. Westlow.
Tony Fogarty's on.
Tony Fogarty, right, that's work. We're talking now. Right, this, here we go. Right, Tony Fogarty, Webb is number 99. He's over at end of the month. We've got an AGM. We've got an annual general meeting, me and him. Right?
I thought it was arsehole's general meeting. You're not allowed to say that on my channel.
Touch your face. Right, listen. He's got a good lady wife. She's called Hayley. She works for the National Health Service. She's absolutely gorgeous in Tony's eyes. In my eyes, she's all right. I can't say that because she's lovely. It's her birthday next Tuesday. So, Hayley, happy birthday next Tuesday, darling. And the drinks are on me when you come over in January.
There you go. We'll all be celebrating.
There's three bottles of water already in hand, son. Foggy, happy birthday to Hayley, darling.
Emma Kelly's saying, hi, Webby. You dressed up again.
Thank you, Emma Kelly. Look, do you know something? This one here, I've had a big shave, proper shave tonight. Dawn did it. I've had the shave. Now, listen, that cap, the material, is from the Falkland Islands. Facts. Because my pal Oz, who makes my best of three every time he comes over, and if you have a look, beautiful in blue, silk blue, fits like a glove. So what happens is there's a company over in Falklands.
Right? Fits like a glove.
Pick it up. Oh yeah, I didn't see that. I forgot my words now.
So, my words.
Shut up. That's blue eyes. I'll knock him out in a minute. What? So basically, there's a company in Falklands. They go over to his company, who he works for 20 years, in Leeds, and they bring the material. Leeds. Oh, see, you see, no, there. So, yeah, Leeds. So, and he brings the material, and they make the axe. So it took a little bit. So Webby, that's for you, big man. So from the Falkland Islands, absolute quality.
Straight off a sheep.
Probably. They weave it, bring it over.
Freddie Neuendijk is saying, Webby, who's going to be the shock of the weekend for the FA Cup?
Yeah, we said this morning about the banana skin. We're talking about Wigan. Could they beat Man United Monday? No, no chance. Not a chance. So whatever money you have available, surplus to your wages that the missus haven't given you, back Man United, whatever, 100%. You've got, do you know something?
Wossy 17, keep up the good work, thank you.
Who's going to be the banana skin? What do you reckon, John? No, I think you may not knock him out as well, I tell you. Do you want to be my pal? I don't know if there's going to be one or two. There probably is. You talk as you usually do.
Okay.
Let me have a quick
look. 5th of January, day we will never forget. It only took 1 year, but you learned, Tim, how to turn Webby down this morning and said it'll never happen again.
No, but at least we're getting answers. Right, let's have a look. Let's have a look.
Be over in 2025, cool dude. And there was a negative comment this morning. But can I just say that, love you, Webby. Never change. Love you. Have I ever told you I've had 10 pubs?
Who was that?
Mark from Leicester Football Club.
Leicester?
LFC.
Liverpool. He's a scouser. Let's have a look.
Cole's on. Looking dapper.
Let's have a look. I've got
Cole's not dead, by the way.
No, I was going to message you later on. I speak to him every day. I love him a bit. He's one of my favourite vloggers because he speaks his mind and like I do. That's why we get on.
I need to get my glasses if.
Do you know something? Newport, Division 2, taking on Eastleigh in the Vanarama. But that's not a big one, is it? Norwich, Bristol Rovers, they're flying in Division 1. They could. Plymouth, Sutton United beat Coventry many moons ago. Against Plymouth away at home park, that's a possible. Bolton, who's Bolton got?
What the Arsenal Liverpool score will be?
It only depends.
Me and Little going. Yuba.
I don't know what side they're going to play. Sunday, we've got Luton, Bolton. Bolton could do it, Luton. That's the one, because Luton...
Little Harry, yeah.
Luton could be... they want to stay in the Prem, so they may drop quite a few players, and Bolton, a second behind Pompey in Division 1 with a game in hand, could go top. So Bolton still could put the best team out and go over here. Yeah. That could be Bolton against Luton. And you've got Smithy, big Smithy. He's... Smith is a season ticket, he knows.
A season ticket holder.
Well, no, he was, but he ain't now. Bolton at Luton, Bolton could be... Wrexham, Shrewsbury, Aldershot at West Brom. They're taking just under 5,000 to the Hawthorns. They're called the Shots. Bristol City, West Ham. Could be. City playing well. Ashton Gate. Okay, sorry. Oh, sorry.
It's all right. Yeah, no, that's fine. It's fine. I'm not drinking, so.
Listen, you can have.
I don't want another drink. I don't want
what's wrong then?
I don't want anything.
Steak and chips. Steak and chips.
Anything.
Nothing.
You know, if you're not drinking alcohol,
yeah, I know.
You don't drink it.
No, Gordon said the same. So I'm not. That's my first.
Oh, you wouldn't have 5 pints of milk, would you?
No. No. Dawn said the same. So I wasn't drinking for 2 days. And I said, just enjoy that. I can't now go and have diet. I got hooked on diet coke.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. I had diet coke.
Enjoying it a lot.
What's it got to do with you? I'll get in.
You're on it. Cole, did you hear about Webby being a woman table tennis player? There you go.
Pauline Doobie. Do you know my era? Desmond Douglas and Chester Barnes.
Wrexham will finish first, £50 on it. Save your money, lad.
Wrexham to win the league. Is that from any? Who's that?
Wrexham will finish first.
Is Wrexham going to win Division 2?
I don't know. He just says finish first.
But they could be, because you've got Stockport County, you've got Mansfield. Mansfield beaten 2-0 away last weekend. They're now dual part. You've got Barrow as well. There's four of them fighting.
Barrow. So
it all depends who spends the money. That's what it boils down to. And Wrexham, with the American boys, Canadian, whatever they are, they're going to spend some money this month. So let's see what happens.
What are they called?
Reynolds is one.
Yeah. Ryan Reynolds. Ryan, the other one.
And it's like McAvaney, isn't it? It's McHenry or something, isn't it?
Something like that.
Something, yeah, yeah. That'd do, wouldn't it?
And what was he famous in? He was famous in a great, in a series that I watched.
I don't watch a film.
But I can't remember.
It was in a film.
It was in a good series, he was. About gaming. Fantasy Quest or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Really good series.
Well, on a great day today, do you know? I enjoyed this morning.
I did.
I enjoyed my sports roundup. I think that's going to be good.
And the sports roundup's coming out at 7 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, no, I did. I thought that was quite fluent. You're going to do, what are you doing for me next week? Freebie?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to go around his flat.
Yeah, that's number one freebie. What's the second freebie? Website.
A website?
I'll give you a cut of grid for that.
All right. So yeah. The cheapest website I can do here is nothing.
I'll give you a fiver for it then.
All right.
I'll let me stay. We'll do a website. And we're going to give it to Foggy. Foggy says...
Why you need a website then?
The lady I talked to yesterday at the post office, she said, listen, I've actually said I'm going to give my show 6 months. I'm going to give it 6 months. I'm going to smash it to bits. I'm going to do Scott's Corner every Thursday. I'm going to call it Scott's Corner every Thursday. And I'm going to do me bits.
Are you going to do it in Scotch Corner?
No.
That'd be good, wouldn't it?
I know the guy who works there.
Get a free breakfast.
I know the guy who works there, actually. He's called Grandad.
Grandad.
He's a big Notts Forest fan. And I'm going to do Tuesday, Wednesday for with Terry and Simon. Next week, got a big week next week. I've got Ian Allinson, ex-Arsenal.
Allinson.
He's over today. So I'm going to meet up with him next week. I got Geordie Dell, taxi man, not big Newcastle, but he's out as well. We're going to meet up with him. We're going to have a good few weeks. I'm loving life.
I'm getting a headache. I think it's alcohol deficiency.
No, I think what it is these two lights keep coming to your head, isn't it? You can't see for looking, can you?
Hi, David.
Who we got? Come on.
Steve Rain is on. Hi, Tim. Coming out on the 12th. I can do a walk with you on Monday the 15th. Steve, all you got to do is go to timothydowd.com/events. And book it.
No way.
Thomas Cook it. I'll never remember it if you type it on here. But if you book it, then the first person to book it denotes where we're going, and I can come to wherever you are, pick you up, and we'll have a walk around. There we go. The drunkards are leaving.
See you there, babes. Take care. Tell us.
Early doors. I'll come round with the camera later.
Scott's Corner.
Exactly.
Great. They're all in pearly grey. They do drink them, like they're massive.
Charlie, love the lights. They're good, aren't they?
Doctor Who, yeah. Quality, absolute quality.
The ones I like about them are the cop cars. Because that's pulsing, right?
Do you know the cop cars? Okay. Do you know what that is? That's Everton. What was the programme, Everton? Was, you know, when Everton football players come out, and...
Do-do-do-da-do-da-do-da-do. I'm a policeman.
Come on, everybody. Everton Football Club, that's what they've got the police, haven't they? And that's the rant for a minute. I didn't think it was called. It was a police programme. It wasn't Dixon, not Green, it wasn't him, was it? No, it wasn't the Bill. No, no. I remember I met him. I met the guy at the Bill. He was in here.
The Bill? What about Juliet Bravo?
Yeah, Dawn watches
that. Juliet Bravo, that was good.
So I'll tell you what I met. When I did a bit in Beckham's many years ago.
Beckham's, that was where my salary is.
Yeah,
now.
When I was semi-retired, I worked in there behind the bar, football questions and what have you. Quizzes. And the guy from the Bill.
Zed Cars.
Well done, whoever that is.
Freddie and Mark.
Well done, Freddie and Mark.
Both got it, and Marie got it.
Who's the guy? The bald head. Good looking guy. My missus loved him. Thought he was cancer.
From Zed Cars?
No. He was in the Bill. Listen,
Bill. This is bald headed Bill.
Listen, gospel truth. And they sat in there, right? He sat there with all his entourage. And I went over to him and I says, and I went, do me a favour, I had a card. Can you sign that for my missus, Dawn? This is truth. And he went, and do you know who's next to him? Gospel. Frankie Fraser. Quality. Frankie Fraser was sat next to him. And he says, and I went, what are you doing? And I told him, so I went, and I didn't realise who he was. I went back.
I don't know who Frankie Fraser is now.
But don't ask him. But a lovely fellow. He's lovely. He went, this is Frankie. I went, how are you? Had a good shake of his hand. Met the boys. Yeah. Happy days. Well, you have no idea who I've met, I tell you. He was a day. Yeah, proper geezer. Frankie Fraser. Yeah.
Geezer.
Proper geezer.
I'm gonna turn these down now.
That's actually for looking.
We're down to 15% on this one.
I'm having a cracking day, Tom. I'm enjoying myself. Red and red, sky blue commentary. Who was the guy we met this morning? What a lovely, I had a nice coffee with him last morning.
That was Alan Roberts.
I bought him a coffee as well. And they've increased their coffee price. €2.10.
Uh-huh.
Cheeky Laura's. Cheeky.
Stephen Rayner, just got your calendarly events. Tuesday the 16th of January. There we go. Here we go. MacMaster, we ate the best fish and chip shop in Blackpool, and it's better still, it's the cheapest. There you go. Positive.
When I go to Gloucester, I go to Ruddy's in Long Levens. I'm going to go see my two kids and grandchildren. Seriously, I get off the plane, hire a car, straight to Long Levens, my first football club, straight to Ruddy's. Seriously, I did a vlog on it, straight to Ruddy's, sausage in battered sausage or fish and chips. And I had fish and chips a few weeks ago when I went home in December. Can't beat it, I love it.
Marie Aldi's got a question for you. Little Wigan will win Man U.
Morality, darling.
And Freddie's saying, how many of the Webby firm are heading to the Las Palmas game?
Un solo.
And Webby, any tips for the GGs tomorrow?
Yeah.
Says Wendy and Ian.
Yes, Wendy and Ian. We had Sandown's Waterloads. I think that's gone. So I've got one for tomorrow.
No Sandown.
Sandown is, yeah.
It would have been good boy something, wouldn't it?
Hang on, Lee, Sobot. Let's have a look.
And you said it wrong anyway, because when I looked, it was spelt differently than he got it.
Okay, Wing Canton, 3:15 tomorrow.
Yeah.
5-2 favourite. Yeah, individualisti.
Individualisti.
I said with a C on the end. Yeah. Sorry.
Individualisti.
I knew when I said it.
Can I say it again? Individual, what? Individualist.
Yeah, it's 5-2 favourite.
5-2 favourite. That means you've got to put fiver on to win two. That's right, just give me three. You put 5-2.
Hey, listen, I forgot. I got another tip today from my proper man. It's just word. I'm going to tell you now. I won't tell you where it's from, but it was a tip for a horse called Spate Dance will win the 18-18 race, which is 18 minutes past six tonight in Aqueduct, that's in North America. I give it to, all right, so I gave it out to a few punters. Boom, it's in. I backed it.
So you're giving a tip that actually won now?
No, look.
After the fact.
But I gave it a first swing.
He always gives me tips.
It was 20 minutes ago, and it won.
He gives me tips. Just after he's finished.
Eddie's birthday shout out, be nice, yeah, I've done it. 9th of January is true. I've done it, Foggy. Get off me back, son.
Ailey's birthday.
Mark Gigi's got it on the bang on. Look, hey, listen, they're all out it. Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Don't do the horses.
Great win, great win, great.
Don't do the lottery.
It was from the jockey itself. It was from the jockey. It was from the jockey. Oh, shush, shouldn't say that. No, it wasn't. It wasn't.
It was from the jockey himself. I'm going to lose. I better lose.
Anton Deck, be quiet. Anton Deck Senior, be quiet.
Anton Deck Senior. So what's happening?
I just won the teddy bears.
It was a teddy bear. Oh, talking about Lorraine, she was on a minute. It'll be over in 2 weeks.
Right. Could be rain tomorrow.
Not rain.
Yeah.
Well, it's actually spitting. I've got it on my head.
It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Or somebody's spitting at me, one of the two.
Any more? Anybody on? How many's on there? We lost a name.
We lost loads. 114 now. 133. And then you come on and had out 140.
They've obviously gone for dinner, haven't they?
Nah, what it is, you see, we start talking about sport and stuff that nobody's
in. Okay, on.
But most of the questions were to do with you.
But don't invite
most
me
of the questions
then.
Were for him.
But what do you expect then? Don't invite me on then.
I invite you on all the time.
Oh, tell me what. Yeah, it's Sunday. I'm going.
What's on telly
that's
tonight?
That's power. But listen. Hang on. Blue Boy John's having a fit. What's the matter?
Dr. Mitzi on Tenerife.
Is it?
Oh, with they said somebody, Ann Arbor or somebody's on here. And somebody.
Ann Summers?
No. What's the name?
Ann McDonald.
I think it was Ann.
Oh, does it
say another goodbye for everyone? Everybody's going now. I'm actually going to finish early today because I want to go and get the rice and
I'm off to see CD Tenerife on Sunday. I'll be there.
Sunday, yeah. You're going to film it? You're going to
fix it. Because Ray, I'm going with Ray Wild.
Oh, from Ventura.
From
Lanzarote.
What? No, it's Coast FM. He's here.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking of the guy who's got the bar.
No.
Oh, Ray Wild.
Yeah, Ray Wild's here. So I
thought he was always here because he's got a radio station live from here, isn't he?
Yeah, yes, yeah. So
I'm getting abused by Webby.
Yeah, it does work.
So next time you want to come down and say that I'm abusing Webby, right?
Yeah, get out of it.
Come down and do this with him.
Janet McDonald. Yeah, gotcha. Okay.
Oh, this is Anne. I think it's Anne. Of course, I'm going to get Anne Marie on this now.
Top bird, Anne Marie.
TV. Let's look for TV. No, not TV.
The first comment this morning.
Telly.
The lady says that she don't watch sport, not interested, but she still watches Webby.
She does.
Whoever, I can't remember sure. But what a lovely, what a nice compliment.
She watches car crashes for a living.
Motorbikes up in the air.
Motorbikes up in the air.
Unbelievable.
So,
yeah, I'm a sex. What do you mean I'm a sex symbol? What were these teeth? Do behave, John. Yeah, they're new. Was there right then there?
Ian Owl is saying Webb looks dapper.
Ian Moss, anyway. I'll see you soon, big. Ian's out next week, I think.
Yeah.
Big Polly Ian. Then he's out in July, June, July. Top man.
Gotta go.
Right.
Johnny boy.
That's the man, yeah.
See it. Give me a listen to Mrs.
That's Blue Eyes John. Yeah, thanks for the drink today. Can't believe you never put his hand in his pocket, so I'll tell you.
Get you a drink.
You did, didn't you? Sorry, yeah. You did. You put it in my bill. That's what they all do. That's been unbelievable. No wonder I've got no money left. Thank God I've got my Spanish pension coming through.
Is that been here 30 years, 3 pubs, 4 pensions?
Oh,
well, looked dapper.
Hey, Anton Deck, eat your heart. That's what I'm going to say.
Mr. Bates versus the post office. A good watch for you later, Tim.
Yeah, nice to be.
I don't know.
No, that's a bad one. I know what he's on about.
What's Webby hot for dinner? What's you and Chris?
Spag bowl.
Spaghetti bolognese?
Yeah, chicken tomorrow, spag bowl. She said to me, no, sir, because I was good. I've been a good boy today. We did the bit this morning, didn't I? Which I think is a great show tonight, 7 o'clock, even if I say so. And I don't like blowing my own trumpet, but I think it went quite well. And then 4 hours this afternoon, all the house cleaning outside, plenty of clean the shed out, got rid of rubbish. It was good. And I got brownie points. I think I'm on a promise tonight.
All right.
I'll let you know tomorrow. I don't know. Listen, she cut me hair. I'm down to bare.
She's polished you already.
That's good for you, isn't it? You put it on during.
I'm having a bit of that tonight.
So you never know. So I better not have too many bottles of vodka.
Emma Kelly saying, "Why are people leaving early? This is the best entertainment."
Emma Kelly, you're on the
money. On anywhere.
Listen. The next 6 months, believe me, this is going to go viral. I promise you. I've got 6 months. I've told Foggy, Tim, we're going to have a go. Even at my age of 60, we're going to have a go. And I've got 6 months. If not, I'm going to knock it on the head and give it a rest.
Webby the horse whisperer.
No, seriously. That's what I'm going to do. So we're going to have a go 6 months. I want this to go viral. I love it. My passion. I'm an absolutely sweet FA from it. But...
And Tony says he's not doing the website because he needs a pay rise.
You can get a pay rise when you come on...
Yeah, he'll pay you double.
That's the pay rise you'll get, son, I'm telling you.
No, he'll pay you double, he promises.
I'll pay double or nothing.
Yeah.
He knows he loves me. He loves doing it.
Jade McDonald is the good one. Do you know?
Yes, I do, yeah.
Oh, who is she?
She's a northerner. Lovely. She goes to cruises, doesn't she?
I don't know.
Yeah. She knows it. It looks good there, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You look quite handsome for a change.
I look quite handsome. It's the lights, you see.
Yeah, it's got to be. Can't be nothing else. Yeah, got to be. Put the red one on, then you'll look really good. Then,
what we can do, these lights are pretty good because it's got party on it. But what I can do is to go to CCT, it's called. And I can have any, get out of 17%, go a bit warmer. We're going to go warmer. There we go. 4,000 Kelvin. And we'll take this one as well. And we'll do CCT.
What's that mean?
Twin lights.
Okay.
And we'll get out of 4,000 Kelvin there as well. So it's now it's light. And we'll put it down to 12%. No, it's too light.
7 o'clock tonight, watch the kilt.
Yeah, the kilt.
That's all I'm going to say. Watch the kilt.
Webby in a kilt.
You will absolutely piddle yourself. I love it. Big John got it for me 14, 15 years ago. I did a lot of charity. And I'm off to the meeting on Monday, 48th Cancer Tenery.
Are you going
to
wear it?
No, I can't. No, it won't fit me.
I thought it was 18 metres of kilt.
No, it needs to be bigger.
Oh, it's not a real kilt then. It's not a wraparound one.
No, it don't fit me. End up.
It's like a pair of shorts.
So, and we've got big things to do. So, yeah, we're sorting out at Mendy.
Emma Kelly's saying, don't give up. He's got 6 months. All you got to do is get all your mates to subscribe to him.
No, I'm being serious. Now. Listen, I'm 60 years of age.
Clickety clicks.
I'm starting to feel it. I've got a lot of passion, a lot of energy, as you know, but it can only go so long. It needs to increase. I want more people to watch me, Tim, and everybody else. Yeah, because I come on him on a Friday, Foggy and whatever. We've got him. I've got him.
If Liverpool Football Club is saying, does Webby watch his own sports roundup in his boxes as well as Coventry?
Yes, I do. Later on. I watch everybody. Then later on, I do put it on to try and see if I've made mistakes or how I can...
He only watches 5 minutes because he can't stand his own voice.
No, I don't like my own voice, so I know I talk too much. But I do. I do watch it. Of course I do. And I look at how I can increase it and make it better. That's the way I go.
Oh, it's on at 9 p.m. apparently.
What's that? Oh, Tenerife.
Yeah.
I'll be on for that.
The new Netflix drama with Michelle Keegan. Is there a new Netflix?
Someone's watching it now.
What is it called?
Don't know. No, every time I go in, episode. She was in the army, and right to the end, you find out who killed her husband. Is that the one? Dawn was watching it.
I don't know. Is that an ITV show 4 series? The true story behind the drama on Horizon IT scandal, Mr. Bates versus the Post Office.
Okay.
It obviously happened after I was interested in anything that was happening over there.
Yeah.
Don't give up, Webby. We love your content.
Who's that?
Marie Altick.
Thanks, Marie.
You met Marie. She was the one that came on the...
With her old man. Yeah. Fucking sponsor. What lovely. Lovely girl. But I've just got to get increasing, haven't I?
I do, yeah.
They're saying that. But I've got to get more people watching. And I want to know how to do it. And listen, I'm a dinosaur when it comes down to all this equipment.
No, you don't need equipment. All you need to do is to put out good content, right? And then get everybody to share your stuff.
Okay.
Right? Okay. So what happens is, let's say everybody on here now,
yeah.
Let's say 115 people watching, okay. Right?
All right?
So if 115 people go over to Webby Sports Roundup and subscribe,
okay.
If you're not already subscribed,
yeah.
And if you are, go to tonight's show when it starts.
Big supporter.
Yes.
Very big supporter.
Thank you very much. What's your name?
Arthur Rennie.
I'm sorry?
Scottish Travel Man.
Okay, Scottish Travel Man. Do you want to come and be interviewed?
I will do later.
I'm 15 minutes, we're done.
No,
I'll talk to you next time. Thank you very much.
That's a nice one.
Scottish Travel Man, there you go.
Yeah,
go and check his channel out.
Do you know who he is?
No, but we'll check his channel out.
We'll get on here.
Scottish Channel Travel Man.
So go on, carry on, go on.
Yeah, go to his... go to the latest one.
Which one?
Right. And press the share button.
Now,
when you press the share button on the video, it'll pop up where do you want to share it to, right? And share it to your Facebook groups or your Facebook page, or you can actually just copy it and send it to everybody through WhatsApp or whatever.
Okay.
I wouldn't do that, but you can. And so just share the tonight's show at 7 o'clock when you're watching it. Share it and say, check this guy out. And then if they do the same thing,
okay, yeah,
then it's exponential.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
So the more people you have, the more followers you get.
Yeah.
And so it's a lot of stuff. I mean, a lot of sport, a lot of you and the missus and the dog.
Well, yeah, of course, me, Dawn and Buster, we're going to do little bits. I'm not going to do what other people do. Totally, 100% different. They do their thing, I do my thing, and that's what it's all about. A lot of content, bit of fun, have a laugh. Take the mickey, have a joke. That's what it's all about, isn't it? You know what I mean?
Exactly, Accrington Stanley.
Yeah, no. Yeah, and a pal of mine played for them as well. So
Accrington Stanley.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
So, we got 77 thumbs up, and we got 113 people watching still. I'm going to finish it up now, because I've got to go and order the rice.
Okay.
And I want to get home pretty sharpish.
Okay.
And when you're sat here not drinking, it's not the same.
No, I know.
It's not the same.
I understand.
But I am committed this time.
Good.
To slim. I'm allowed a glass of wine tonight, tomorrow and Sunday.
Okay.
But we decided not to have wine tonight.
Yeah, no, Dawn did ask me earlier on.
I said,
listen, Christine says they're gonna have a go.
Yeah, we're gonna have a go.
They're definitely gonna have a go.
Because I got a new grandson now.
Of course you have.
I want to last at least another 15 years.
That's what I tell everybody.
Yeah, you know.
If you're a smoker, stop smoking.
Do you mean Frank Burnside played Chris Ellison?
Burnside
on the bill.
Burnside. Yeah, he was down in La Romantica many years ago. Oh,
Andrew's asking you a question as well. Can you remember the Saints and Gravies on Saturday?
Yeah, of course I can.
Dinner times, Tim and Webby, cheers.
That's a Burnside. He was the one born at Burnside. That's the one.
That was Lauren Taylor that said that.
Oh, geez, no. Seriously, yeah. Quality. He was in the Beckhams when I was working there. And honestly, you had Frankie Fraser next to him and plus the other big boys. And I didn't realise, to be honest with you, because I went to him and I said, with a card, sign that for me. He went, yeah. And I went, listen to me, just do yourself a favour, sign that for my missus. And I didn't realise Frankie Fraser was next to it. That's a gospel.
Who is Frankie Fraser? Just let me know, is he?
He's very good friends with the Cray twins.
Oh,
big
right,
gangster
okay.
From London. And he was lovely. Said hello to me and everything. So, yeah.
Is he still alive?
Yeah, I think he's still alive. Yeah. Look, quality. There's no sorry. We're not saying anything bad. We'll just say I've met him.
All right.
So we're saying. And Burnside was his pal. And his boys around him. So, yeah.
You story. Met me as well?
We all, everybody meets you.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we've had a nice time here. We've had a couple of drinks with a couple of friends. We've had people coming by. We've had, don't forget to go and watch Webby Sports Round. It's a good one today.
Stay on for a few more minutes, shall we?
We're going to stay. I've got to go. Because I've got to go and order my food.
I'm just in the mood, I could be into a 10. I'm just in the mood, innit?
Shall I leave him alone?
No.
I'm just going to order it. I'll be right back.
No, but let me get a drink first. I'll get you a drink.
All right.
But let me go for it.
I'll go and order it, then I'll come back with the drink because you've still got some there. I'll get the drink and bring it back. Okay.
Put it on my bill.
Yeah, I will. Okay.
Put it on my bill. Yeah, I will. Put it on my drink. Okay.
No,
you want me to sit there?
No, you just stay here.
So I am.
But this is your camera.
Oh, God, here we go. I'm on me Jack Jones again, aren't we? Oh, listen to this. We're going to lose a few. We're going to lose a few, aren't we? Let's just have a quick check. Check who's the three games tonight on Webby Sports Radio. Football scores tonight. FA Cup third round, don't forget. Is there a banana skin tonight? Let's have a quick look. See who we got. We've got Brentford Wolves. Griffin Park, 7:15, taking on Wolverhampton Wanderers. I think Wolves will probably win that. They did a couple of weeks ago, about 3-1, I think. Then Fulham taking on Rotherham. Rotherham, they're probably going to drop a couple of players because they want to try and stay in the Championship, don't they? And Fulham, again, I'm still going to go with a Fulham win, for sure. And you've got the mighty Spurs. Tottenham Hotspur, okay, at White Hart Lane. I love saying the old ground, you know what I mean? And obviously what you got is Foggy. He's a big Tottenham fan. He's a big, big fan. They're taking on Burnley. I can't see anything going against them tomorrow, tonight. So have a look. Tomorrow, Coventry, my boys, taking on Ipswich on. Big shout-out to me pals. Gary from Western Supermare. Big shout-out to Satch. And obviously Dave and Lynn Percival. Home and away, season ticket holders. Wimbledon taking on Ipswich. Ipswich could drop a few players. So in Wimbledon, that could be a bit of a banana skin. Then you've got Maidstone taking on Stevenage. Stevenage having a good run. Maidstone doing very well. I still think Stevenage will be there through to the next round. But let me just go to Sunday. On Sunday, it's the Copa del Rey, which means it's the FA Cup in Spain. And the Copa del Rey, basically, Las Palmas, the Gran Canaria, have got us. CD Tenerife, Chris Todd and the General, the Mar de Sur. There was only 200 odd tickets left this morning. And by, it was at 10 o'clock, they were going to go on sale. So I think by 10:30, probably all sold out. So basically, it's going to be a full house in the Heliedral, which is Sunday night, 9 o'clock kickoff. So I'm going to be going.
Last month's done.
Oh, cheers, son. All right, big man. All right, thank you. That's big Alex. Alex, big Celtic fan. I got his money for last man standing. So on top of that, we've got Paul Stewart, massive Rangers fan, with Hibby John. We're going there. Season ticket holders at CD Tenerife. They're taking me up. I'm going to be vlogging from start to finish. So listen, all we're going to do, we're going to hope we get through. There's no VAR. It's got penalties after extra time if it happens. Okay. It's going to be phenomenal. We're going to have a cracking night, full house, and we're going to be shouting and screaming for them. We got basically, they're bringing over 600 fans on Sunday night. So they come off the ferry, they drive, they walk, thank you, my friend. They come off the ferry, they walk up. I remember going back many, many years ago. Big problems. 2,000 used to come. But it's up to Tenerife how many tickets they give.
600 now, isn't it?
There's only 600 they're giving. So they walk up, and I remember when they used to bring them up, and they get to the after the ground, they come past a gin and tonic pub, which everybody, we all stop at and have a drink, start shouting, screaming, and singing, and what have you. And then all the Tenerife boys, all the Muppets, are on the top tier, and they're, as I say, small, they're chucking bottles down, bottles of water. But listen, who knows what's
plastic
in there?
Plastic or glass?
Plastic. Plastic, definitely. Who's in that? What's in them bottles of water? You know what I mean?
Oh, dear.
Yeah, it is what it is. That's the difference between...
That's the difference between a normal person and a football hooligan.
It's Tenerife against Las Palmas de Gran Canaria. It's a local derby. It's massive. They bring their own police over. They got their guns. Listen, you absolutely wet yourself when you see them. I've seen blood. I've seen everything. It's happened many, many years ago. Well, I took Matthew.
Did you answer any of these questions?
Sorry, no, I haven't. Beg your pardon. Go on.
I'm done.
Okay, well, ask quickly.
Do you have Frank Burnside? We did that one. Stop smoking on New Year's Day, says Marie Alty.
What up, Marie Alty?
Good Scottish travel man's name here, Craig. Binge watch. Mr. Bates.
Yeah.
Frankie Fraser died in 2014.
Why did you think?
Love you both, Webby and not Tim. Physical. Amazing, says Tracy Long. Thank Cheers, you, Tracy.
Frankie Fraser, yeah, 9 years.
Only watching two episodes of Mary of Fool Me once, but it's great. Adam Hussain says, bye.
Cheers.
Andrew, hi, Webby. Tracy Long, Webby, Will Villa win tomorrow? Middlesbrough.
Listen, that's a massive one because let me just check. Is it
Orcus Whaling's on? Ian Owl's coming over on Tuesday.
Look forward to seeing the big
Stain's on. Come on, Ipswich. Looking forward to Sunderland and Newcastle.
That's the big one. The big one, as I say, on the.
It'll be a good match, Charlie.
That's a full house, and Sunderland just have a new bar there. They've all decorated it. And do you know what they did?
Alan.
They decorated it black and white. So it must have been Geordie's that had the contract, because black and white is Newcastle, and they put black and white in the Sunderland.
I actually know that, because didn't Kevin Keegan play for them?
Play for Newcastle?
Yeah, black and white. Because I remember when we were collecting football cards when I was at school.
Let me just have a quick...
I remember
Villa.
Kevin Keegan.
Tomorrow.
So, great chat tonight, guys. Been an honour meeting you both on holiday. Love the shirt, Webby. You're top man, Alan Vellis on Lorenzo. See you both again soon. PUSB.
Cheers, big. Play up Sky Blues. I'm trying to find who's...
Tony Such is on, I don't. What about Brentford playing Wolves tonight?
Brentford Wolves. Again, that's either way. You know, that's the toss of a coin.
Eugene.
Wolves at Griffin Park. I'm looking at the Villa. Who's Villa got? Away to the Borough. To be honest with you,
the Borough.
The Villa will not lose that. I'll tell you the reason why. Graham, my number. 1, 2, 3. Is he number 4? I think he's my number 4, isn't he? Oh, he's number 4. Smithy's number 5.
Number 4's, what's his name?
Sean Murphy, he's my number 5.
And number 5 is the guy in Kaya Beach.
That's him. Where? Kevin.
Kevin.
Kevin's out. He's out next week, I think. So he'll be on the show next week. With Kevin, he's a massive Borough fan. Son's a season ticket holder. Coventry went there the weekend. We beat him 3-1 away, and we were good.
Mark's here as well, that sponsored the walk.
Who's Mark?
The big guy. The Mark.
Oh, yeah, Mark Campy.
Yeah.
Top man. Mark Campy, Hull City boy.
He's going to be on next week.
I did mention him.
We're going to interview him next week.
He's a good boy. But apart from that, Villa, listen.
See you, Michael.
They're not going to lose to the Borough tomorrow. They haven't got a big bench.
We're going to finish it here, guys.
Yeah, okay.
We're going to finish it here.
Let me chat. I've had a good laugh.
Edinburgh Honest Guide. Take care, guys. And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank each and everyone. I'm not going to do the big sort of ending here. We're going to say what's happening this weekend. This weekend is, I've got to tidy up the wardrobe. It doesn't sound like a big job for you guys, but it's like six doors at the top, and I've got to get ladders. I've got to take everything out and put it all back in. We've got to get David out to save his...
That's gone anyway. Don't worry about it.
Anyway, so I'm doing that tomorrow. I'm also washing all the things. David, your thing's gone.
Yeah, that's quite so.
Your parasol's gone, mate. I'm also doing, getting the bedding, washing all the bedding, and getting the new bedding on the new quilts. That's going to be done. So it's totally for Christine this weekend. I'm going shopping. I've got to find out what's interesting.
Shopping? You can't do shopping tomorrow because it's Free King's Day.
It's all, everything's closed, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Damn. Well, we've got to eat out then.
Happy days.
And on Monday is Meetup Monday. We got 2 people registered. They're coming. They're Austrians. And they're going to come. And we're going to go for dinner afterwards. I don't know where we're going to go yet. Yes. But we're going to go for dinner afterwards. That's so if you speak German, come on over. But we'll be doing all the interviews in English. So if you speak English, you can come over as well. And we'll see you on Monday night. Monday morning, I'm going to do a recorded vlog. I'm going to do a drive, drone, and drink coffee morning somewhere in Tenerife. If you want to join me, give me a call or send me an email and suggest a place. So we'll do that. It's offline, it's not live.
Can I just say thank you for having me on tonight? I've loved it. It's been fantastic.
You're very welcome.
Good man.
Thank
you. You're a good man. And if I say you're a good man, you're a good man. And you are. Super.
Take credit, Carl.
I love you. Yeah. I love you. Top boy. No, you're top boy.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining me tonight. Thank you for joining Webby. And don't forget, Webby Sports Roundup right now.
Yeah.
See ya.
I wouldn't want to be ya. Yeah.